Now, have you ever referred to pants as trousers?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
And what's the difference between trousers and pants to you? Are they just the same thing?
Oh, practically the same thing, maybe different. Pants that you'd wear out in the garden or out in the yard someplace may be different than the ones you'd wear to church.
Which ones are the ones you'd wear to church? What would you call those?
Well, you usually wear a suit with included pants and also a coat,
mm-hmm.
and also a vest. You usually wear to church.
Okay. Now, why don't you tell me, I know you've sent home with us some of those wonderful vegetables you grow out in your garden. What all do you usually grow?
Oh, we grow about all of the vegetables. Do you want to name them? All the usually have enough potatoes. Have potatoes now. This is March or 1st of April, and we still have potatoes that we're growing out in the garden.
Really? You still have them?
Still have them.
Wow.
And we grew a lot of corn, peas, radishes, lettuce, cabbage, turnips, cucumbers, cantaloupe, beans.
What kind of beans?
Oh, they're string beans. And practically all of the other vegetables, broccoli and cauliflower.
You grow your own broccoli and cauliflower?
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, practically all of the vegetables.
Yeah. What do you, and you said you grew corn.
Yes.
And what are the different parts to corn? Like when you have to clean them before you can cook them?
The cob.
The cob. And what do you have to pull off of the outside that's green?
The husk.
The husk. And what about the little things that are like hairs?
Well, that's the silk on it.
The silk.
Called the silk. And then you also have the tassel on it. Comes out on the top. The tassel comes out and pollinizes the silk and pollinizes the cob.
Oh.
You have to have the silk comes out and about the same time that the tassel comes out, and the tassel has a lot of loose stuff on it. And when the wind blows, well, it blows all of that loose stuff down onto the silk, and that's what fertilizes it.
Oh.
If it wouldn't be for that, a lot of times if you don't have that silk, then that tassel that comes down here, your cob won't form because it doesn't get pollinized.
I see.
I say, well, the vegetables are just the same as animals or human beings, or so they have to be fertilized before they'll grow.
Yeah.
So it's not much difference between this, I guess.
Yeah. Now, what kind of, what are the different kinds of tomatoes that grow? What are those little bitty ones called?
Well, they call them salad tomatoes.
Salad tomatoes. Okay. And what about, let's see, what are the yellow vegetables that grow?
Carrots.
Carrots. Okay. What about the ones that, you see them a lot at Thanksgiving that are shaped kind of like this?
Squash.
Squash. Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
And different kinds of squash. A lot of different kinds of squash.
What kinds are
they? Well, there's zucchini, and you have Hubbard squash, and you also have the big banana squash, and you have some pumpkins. Pumpkins are about the same as squash, but they use the pumpkins for Halloween. You can make some, use them for decoration. You can also use them for pie. They make good pie. Because some call it squash pie, and others pumpkin pie. I don't know if there's much difference, but anyway, it all makes pie.
All tastes good, huh?
Yes, it's all good.
Yeah.